morning. This is Dr. David Glazo at the Institute for Catholic Studies here in the Diocese of Venice, and I have a special guest today, Ashley Fox. She's the Director of Religious Education for the Diocese. Thank you for joining us, Ashley.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
The Diocesan Catechist Retreat sounds like a new event. What's going on with that?
It is a new event. This is the first Diocesan Catechist Retreat that we've held here in the Diocese of Venice, and it is for the 1,200 of us catechists and around the diocese who teach the faith to those in the parishes, whether it be children, young people, or adults.
Okay, so it's pretty much for anybody who's working at the church, who is a part of the sort of handing on the faith, whether you're teaching kindergarten or high school or whatever.
Exactly. RCIA, you name it.
That's fantastic. Now, who are you bringing in for this? And kind of give us a little bit of a sense of what's going to be talked about at the retreat.
Sure. So we have a guest retreat leader. His name is Ken Knetman, and he is with the St. John Paul II Healing Center located in the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. The reason why I had heard about him is through Dr. Bob Schutz, and both of their books are sold at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Retreat Center right here in Venice, Florida.
So that's how maybe we might have come across Dr. Schutz, is his books on spirituality and spiritual growth.
Exactly. And that is the content of both the day and what the center focuses on, the interior spiritual lives of catechists and all faithful.
Now, in terms of what they might experience during the day, what kind of talks could they expect? Is there sort of a theme for the day?
There is a theme. So they like to focus on our interior life as if it was an image of a tree. And this tree continues to produce fruit, right? It's a tree, but the fruit is bad fruit. And what this fruit is, it's the sins that we continue to repeat over and over again. Those ones that we seem to just struggle with and not be able to let go of. Those sins really have deep seated wounds that are roots, the roots of this tree. And if we're ever going to stop this repetitive sinful behavior that we really do struggle with, we have to get to the root of the tree to uproot them so that we can be fully rooted in the identity of Jesus Christ.
So it sounds like this retreat is focused on the catechists themselves and their journey and the healing that Christ provides for them in their lives, so they can turn around and be salt of the earth, the light of the world that Christ calls us to be for others. Because we all have those kind of sins. We have a lot of good in us too that God has done, and we're doing a lot of good work out there, but there's always something that we can improve on and allow God to touch.
Right. Yes. St. Pope Paul VI in one of his encyclicals talked about modern man, and he spoke about modern man listening more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And the reason why he's going to listen to teachers is first and foremost because they are a witness. And so, yes, this retreat is for the catechists because they are on the front lines teaching the gospel to this generation, and they do need to have this time set apart for themselves to focus on their spiritual life.
Because I was just thinking about when you're sharing the gospel, it's not just a bunch of facts. You're bringing them into a relationship with God, which hopefully you're working on as
exactly,
a catechist.
Exactly, that you witness to yourself.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Sounds like a great retreat, a great theme, a lot of good reflection time to go deeper into our own relationship with the Lord and heal things that might be a block or an obstacle to that ministry.
That's exactly what it's for.
Awesome. Now, a little bit about it, the location and the time.
Sure. So Our Lady of Lourdes Parish is located in Venice, Florida. That is where the retreat will be held, and it will be held on Saturday, November 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's sort of a half day kind of thing, it looks like. Now, is there breakfast? Is there lunch?
There is. There's continental breakfast in the morning, and then lunch will be provided as well.
Fantastic. Where can I go to register for this?
You can register online on the Diocesan Events page. So if you go to dioceseofvenice.org, spelled out, that's dioceseofvenice.org. Find the events page, look for the month of November, and click the link to register there.
Fantastic. So Our Lady of Lourdes, November 17th from 9 to 2, And I can register at dioceseofvenice.org. Just go to the events page and click on there and get myself signed up.
Yes, and I do want to say register today. It will possibly be sold out. There is a max capacity. So get in there, register today.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ashley, for joining us. Look forward to that event. I'm sure it's going to be a real blessed time where the Lord can do some great stuff for the catechists of this diocese.
I look forward to it. It really will be.
God bless.
Thanks for having me, Dave.